anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis, Derek Stinson in studio as we get ready for a Wednesday edition, which will feature Nebraska head men's basketball coach Doc Sadler going to join us on the show this morning. They have Colorado coming in tonight. We'll ask him what it's going to take to get into the NCAA tournament. Also coming up on the program today, Elwood Wrestling, as we continue our preview of the State High School Wrestling Tournament. We'll hear, had a chance to catch up earlier in the week with Ed Ahrens and some of his wrestlers, and we will hear that segment later on the program today as well. First off, though, Daddy, A-Rod says, I was young and stupid, and that's why he did what he did with whatever it was he did. Anything that you want to admit to that you did while you were young and stupid?
Well, no, because I've got my mother listens to this show regularly, and I would decline comment on that. I will say that if you're making the kind of money that A-Rod was making, you can be pretty dumb and understand that you can buy things in the Dominican Republic over the counter that you can't go to Walgreens and get. You can go into little pharmacies all over Mexico, Dominican, Haiti, wherever you want to go in Central America, I'm sure, and buy a lot more substances that you cannot get in America. I would think that that would have thrown a red flag like, this may not be what I should be doing. And that's the first thing. Plus, you throw on top of it, and my friend JP from Elwood called me yesterday. We talked about this. How many things that you buy over the counter do you inject? Doesn't that throw up a severe red? You don't just walk down to Walgreens or pick, I mean, Value, go wherever pharmacy you want to go to, CVC, wherever, and say, you want a 3-inch, I need a 3-inch needle because I got to get this into the muscle. I need a certain size of needle because those diabetic needles don't go into them. Don't go into me far enough. I got to get it deep into the muscle tissue is what I'm told. You don't buy certain sizes of needles over the counter. I still don't understand.
You don't think they came with a kit from the Dominican?
Well,
Puerto Rico?
Those are the things I don't understand. Now, Mom, I will tell you, I never use steroids, as you know. I don't like to go get an allergy shot. I don't like to have blood drawn from my arm, let alone jam a needle 3 inches into my ass.
Wait a minute. Then can we get this on the website, Derek? This picture that I have of Tony in high school and the size of his head today.
We may be able to do that,
which is very Barry Bonds-esque.
I think my mother knows that body built by Coors Light mostly.
Okay, see there. I know you've seen that. Okay, there's Tony's head. There's Tony's head. There's your head, Tony. Back in the day.
Very Barry Bonds-ish there.
Now, Derek, and now, what I will do for you is, do you see any needle marks?
Oh, no. No!
Derek,
I'm not looking. No.
I there's unbuckling again. We haven't had unbuckling in the studio since the great Explorer back over the daddy incident. But even there, your shoulder pads and football dwarf your head.
Oh! Thank you, Matt Davidson.
And now it's like a size 9.5. What are you kidding me?
I don't know. I got other things going on.
Explain that to me.
I've had, all of a sudden, I have to shave.
It's not like all that knowledge you have, you got in college that made your head get
34 years. I'm 34 and a half years into my life, and finally I've got to shave, like, daily. In the last 2 weeks, I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm thinking about going to the doctor and seeing. For 33 and a half years, I shave once every, you know, I don't like a lot of facial hair because it itches. All of a sudden, I'm like a damn chia pet. I don't know what's going on.
Once again, we've taken a drastic turn for the worst here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, again, I'm tired of it. Hannah Storm, please come home. Get out of Tampa. I don't need you there today reporting live, okay? A-Rod said what he said, and if anybody cares, they watched it. Yankee fans don't care. They just want a team that's going to win some baseball games. That's all there is to it. That is all there is to it, Tony.
But you know what? A-Rod and that contract, I heard something interesting, and somebody say this, and I can't remember the man that said it. The only way that contract pays off for the Yankees is when he would break that home run record. Well, now that's meaningless, isn't it? I mean, there's a monster asterisk beside it.
No, well, see, I think it's far enough out now. I mean, he's still got a ways to go before he gets there. What, five seasons maybe? Four or five seasons?
Granted.
By then, this, if there's no more incidents, this will be forgotten. This will be under the rug. This will be, yeah, and remember back, and then they'll show the clip back in 2009 where A-Rod admitted to using something that he shouldn't have been using. But let's face it, while you're watching him, and he was just a kid with Seattle, but you can't see the huge progression in his body like you've seen from Mark McGwire, Jose Canseco, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, all the other people that, you know, his ass isn't as big as Roger Clemens.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know what? He said it. I got to think his cousin's not an educated man. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Alex Rodriguez's cousin isn't an Ivy League graduate.
You actually think there's a cousin? You actually think there's a cousin, huh?
Well, I'm going with what he said. His cousin's the one that injected him. They were doing it once every other week.
Richard Petty, Dale Jr., Earnhardt Jr., Junior Johnson Jr.
He said yesterday, I'm not sure what we did could do me any good. We didn't have a... I think there's some smarter people out there, Greg Anderson, that knew what was going on. This guy, I don't think, had a clue. And I think if you're not doing it and cycling it the right way, then it doesn't work. Yeah, it may allow you to recover from one workout, but the next 10 days, if you're not continually progressing on that, I think it does zero for you.
Coming up on the program today, your thoughts, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. The Dent Popper inbox wide open. Doug, spell out the word and. Doug and, if you're related to A-Rod, that's A-N-D. douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Nebraska basketball coach Doc Sadler, a little wrestling with the Elwood Pirates and Coach Ed Ahrens and his kids coming up. And we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the world-famous Lipizzaner Stallions at the Heartland Event Center next Thursday night at 7:30. Always a great show. We'll give you a chance to win those a little bit later on in the program. More reaction coming out on Nebraska's baseball team being picked 7th in the Big 12 Conference. Tony, we talked about this yesterday on the program, and we talked with Tony Robichaux, the head coach at Louisiana Lafayette. But since the next couple of days will be a little different programming with me down at State Wrestling, I have to ask you your thoughts on what you think Nebraska's baseball team is going to do this year.
Well, I think you got to think that they're going to be better at least. Well, I don't know if you can say that because the pitching staff is so unproven as far as the starting pitching goes, as far as getting deep into ball games. But you look around, I mean, if you walk up to a fan on the street and you say, Who are players that play in the field for Nebraska baseball? Go. You're getting a lot of blank stares. You might get a DJ Belfonte.
Craig Corston.
Cody Neer. Jake Mort.
Brooks Wells?
No.
No.
He's gone.
Jabba Chamberlain?
I mean, I think you get the kid from Omaha Central that played shortstop as a freshman last year. I don't remember his name. I mean, I think that's what you're getting. You used to rattle off. Hopper, Simakitis, Gordon. I mean, right around the infield, everybody knew who was going to be there. You don't have that this year, especially in the pitching staff. Now, I don't think anybody out there saw Mike Nissa throwing 95 either, being 6'5", 235 pounds. Now, that happens in the offseason, under other people's watches throughout last summer after the baseball team left, continued in the fall, and now hopefully be healthy to go this season. Michael Marriott, you don't know. He had to take his whole senior season off, did not get a pitch because he moved from California to Texas, did not play his senior season in baseball. That's why he kind of fell through the cracks in a lot of people's mind. Those are the first two guys. After that, Eric Bird, is he a starter? Talk about some peaks and valleys as far as the Husker pitcher go. He hasn't exactly lit up the world, lit the world on fire as a Husker pitcher. What do I think they're going to be? I hate to doubt the team going in and have negative feelings about them for what they did last year. And I'm a positive person in general, and people seem to like to hang out with positive people more than like to hang around a bunch of Debbie Downers. So I'm going to say, I got to say this team, I don't know if you can compete with a team that started off the season ranked number 1 and 4 like Texas A&M and Texas, but I think they're in the mix of 3 through 5. Seventh. Well, that's a slap in the face for Mike Anderson. Whether you think we got the right coach or if we let the right coach go to Childress. Childress is playing with a different set of rules and a different set of talent in Texas. What Mike Anderson did with the team last year, I still say should have had him up for National Coach of the Year.
So Nebraska will be in the mix 3rd through 5th.
3rd through 5th.
All right.
And I think it's a tight race in there, but
okay, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
John chimes in and says, I want to know if Doug took steroids, not Daddy. I've seen those huge pipes of Doug's.
It's pretty evident that I haven't. Well, then again, those two or three ladies that I've hung around with, they probably aren't fooled. They probably do think I took steroids.
Those were roofies.
Oh.
Those are roofies.
Oh. Okay, here's the last time I'm going to discuss this issue, because I think even you guys who just love to stomp on my throat every time I make a good point will agree that what the point was on Monday. This comes from Brent. Our mailman buddy says, Doug, after listening for a few days on your raving reviews of the Daytona 500 and your critiques on the stoppage, I'm just curious. What is your response on the stoppage of the Pebble Beach Pro-Am this past weekend? The USGA chose not to finish it on Monday. Us NASCAR degenerates are all ears. Do you realize you mentioned NASCAR again? Has to be a record. Love you guys, the mailman.
She named me Dale, Darrell, Waltrip, Richard, Petty, Rusty, Olsen, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson, Jr.
Do I have to explain it, or Tony, can you do that for me? What did I say, and what have I said like 20 times?
If this was the U.S. Open, if this was the Masters, if this was a British Open, or a major, if it was a PGA Championship, it's a different set of rules. If this is your Super Bowl, you find a way to get the laps in and run it. Pebble Beach Pro-Am, the weather wasn't going to get any better Monday or Tuesday, expecting by looking at the forecast, it's a regular tournament, 54 holes, it's over. Here's your checks, guys. Thanks for coming out. We appreciate your effort. If it's Talladega on a Saturday afternoon, it's not the Super Bowl. You have one Super Bowl a year. Get the laps in.
Exactly. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth, let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines off right this NASCAR season at Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney.
Come in and watch Fanatics rev up 17 TVs and two giant HD screens with the NASCAR Hot Pass from DirecTV, the fastest growing sport in America. On demand, great drink specials, and a non-smoking atmosphere that beats gasping grandstand fumes. And if you want a piece of the action, sign up for the NASCAR Fantasy League, driven by Fanatics Sports Bar at ESPNSuperstation.com. Fanatics.
Downtown Kearney. On the bricks.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion.
This is Shelly Smith from ESPN.
Hi, this is Bob Davis with the Kansas City Royals.
This is Hotshot Branch with the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters. You're listening to ESPN Radio Superstation on 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
Here's a look at this afternoon's forecast, calling for partial clearing at times with isolated snow flurries and snow showers early on. As we'll continue to have that cold front sweeping on by, we'll have blustery northwesterly winds at around 15 to 30 miles an hour and a high temperature fairly steady in the middle 20s for tonight, overnight low near 15 degrees. Currently 27 degrees.
Back, Doug and Daddy's show, Summer Brass, ESPN Radio Superstation. Just want to let you know once again, as you get ready to head to the fields this spring, as it's starting to warm up just a tad, Dyna-Gro's still got seed available and still got seed for you. You can call 1-800-652-9298. Learn about their Yield Card VT Triple. Yield protection for full genetic potential, improved consistency, better insect, and better root protection. Also, along with that, the Roundup Ready to
Technology system.
Whack! Rootworm's dead. Broad spectrum weed control, proven crop safety. Hey, Dyna-Gro is growing, and we say it all the time, more acres are planted this year than Dyna-Gro. Whack! You're dead, little bug. For the 09 growing season, 57 V07 is rated preseason number one, followed by 58 V72. That comes in at preseason number two heading into this growing season. Hey, check out, whether you're talking corn, whether you're talking beans, whether you're talking alfalfa, ask about the Everlast alfalfa. Why is it called Everlast? Well, duh, because it lasts forever. Whack! And 1-800-652-9298. Call your local Dyna-Gro Seeds dealer today. They appreciate your business and enjoy growing with you.
State Wrestling Tournament gets underway tomorrow. I'll be there live bringing you updates here on ESPN Radio and our entire network of stations, Power 99, KHAS, Friday night live coverage of the semifinals. There's going to be some great matches up and down the line. Now, this past Sunday, we had a Power 99 wrestling rally, heard, of course, on our sister station where we talked to a lot of area coaches and wrestlers. And we would like to catch up once again with Elwood and head coach Ed Ahrens. This from Sunday, the day after districts. They're taking six kids to state. Here's a little recap of the Pirates as they get ready to head to the state meet tomorrow. And we're back on the Power 99 Wrestling Rally 2009 edition. Yesterday, of course, we were in Elm Creek covering the D3 district meet, and most of the area D teams were there, including Elwood, and we're going to talk with some of the Pirates here, starting with their head coach, Eddie Ahrens, who I always refer to in a professional way when we're doing professional things. Coach, nice to see you.
Yeah, you can go ahead and call me Fast Eddie.
Well, your team... I don't know if we would call them fast yesterday, but we would call them deliberate, and you got six kids that you're going to state. Kind of, again, just to fill the folks in on your thoughts with the way things went at districts.
Well, they probably couldn't win any better. We were looking at, I thought, a solid five, and we knew that Will at 130 was either a fourth, fifth, or sixth seed. It really didn't matter, and whoever had the better day would come out, and he ended up on top, and the rest of them ended up about where I thought. I kind of thought we'd have at least two or three district champions at the best, but we ended up with one. So, yeah, we were real happy how it turned out.
And again, we talked about this before. Sometimes you never know. You might win the district and be put in with, you might have the 1-2 matchup. You get the wrong semifinal. Your overall thoughts on how your draws are from that standpoint?
Well, I think basically we're in good shape. I think at 145, if we would have won that close match, it would have probably enhanced his chance. But you never know down there, you know, somebody will step up. So you can't worry about that kind of stuff. You just go down there and do your best.
You got a couple of kids that medaled last year. How important is that to have returning medalists, not only that they know what's going on, but maybe what they can say to the rest of the kids?
It's big because they know how to feed off the crowd and the big event, and they can kind of pass that down. And the other kids won't be as near as nervous with them around, I'm hoping, and it's a positive.
Let's talk about those two kids in Mason and Cody. Mason just about pulled the upset of the tournament yesterday. Not that it would have been as big as maybe a couple others, but when you're going up against an undefeated number one ranked kid and you've got an early lead on him and it goes to overtime.
Yeah, Mason was started the year out great, and then he had a sickness there right after Christmas. It took him 2 to 3 weeks to get over it. Slowly fought his way back, and the last time we faced Tava 9, he dominated us, and we kind of changed a few things this week in the practice room, and Mason came out and got right on him, and we had a couple other chances that we didn't execute right, and we'll try to get that solved. But it was a big match for Mason just to get back and go the 6 minutes and end overtime, and we're positive where we're at, and hopefully we can give him a better bout next time.
And your one district champ was Cody Barnes, and he pretty much dominated that final.
Yes, he dominated 160. Cody wrestled 152 most of the year. 152, a lot of great wrestlers in there. And
I'd gain weight if I was at 152 as well.
Yeah, right. And we just did a calculated deal, and Cody had an injury early in the year, and he's come back from that, and he's strong again, and we really like how he's wrestling right now. So we're kind of excited about his chances down there, too.
Now, does your assistant coach have any words of wisdom for us today?
Yeah, I think we'll get him on.
Let's bring Brent Ahrens in here. Brent, talk about the rest of the kids here that are going to state and maybe a little bit about their day yesterday.
Our 3-pounder, Walter Flint, we weren't real pleased with the way he wrestled the semifinal match, but he did a good job of coming back through. He ended up getting third for us, so he's doing good for a freshman. And then Michael Dakey, he gave us a lot of excitement yesterday. He had a 5-4 match in the semis. He lost to Lane Berry from Amherst, and he wrestled really hard and good there. And then coming back through, he wrestled Alan Eibach, and he looked pretty good there. Overtime match, and then for third and fourth, he ended up down 5 points with 15 seconds left, ended up tying it and going to overtime and winning somehow. So he did good. And Will Rogers has kind of been our surprise wrestler all year. He just kind of keeps amazing us. He seems to place at every tournament, so he did a good job, and glad he's going to state. So, and then our one wrestler that's not here, he's doing good too. He's been in the finals all year, Kyle Lobig. So,
well, it looks like you guys have some lofty goals here. What are those goals as you get down to Omaha?
I think right now our goals are just go down there and compete hard. For me, I think our 3 seniors can get in there and medal, and I'd like to see them go out as a medal. And then everybody else, I think, just get in there and give it your best and try to win a match or two. Get some experience.
Well, it's not fair. So many times I just say, let's start at 103, and we go on up. But every time it seems like that 103-pounder is a freshman. So let's not start with the freshman. Let's start with Cody Barnes, who's the district champ. We'll bring Cody in. We'll get a couple of words from the kids that are going from Elwood to the state meet. Cody, congratulations on winning districts yesterday.
Thanks.
Now, what's different about getting ready for Omaha this year as compared to when you went down last year and made it onto the medal stand?
Well, I think this year I'll know what to expect this year. You know, get a little experience from last year and hopefully do better this year, I hope.
Coach talked about your injury. Fill us in on what that was and how you've kind of come back from that and where you're at health-wise.
I hurt my right shoulder close to the beginning of the year, but I just kind of still lifted weights and kind of worked through it, so I feel pretty good right now, so.
You guys always have looked at who you're wrestling and things like that. Your first kid will be Pinkerton from Tri-County, then a Howell's kid, a Brester, if you make it into the quarterfinals. Do you know anything about either one of those kids?
No, not really.
Does it matter? Does it matter if you know much about these kids? Is it a lot of guys say, oh, I'd rather wrestle somebody I've beat three times, or they say, I'd like to get somebody I haven't seen. Does it matter to you?
No, it doesn't really matter. Just go out there and wrestle. Well, I plan on doing.
Now, are you the leader of this team?
I don't know.
Let's bring Mason in. We'll ask him, because I like his funky hat, by the way. He's got that going on. It's a Nebraska. It's a good luck hat, Mason?
Yeah.
How much luck has it brought you?
I don't know.
Tell me a little bit about your match yesterday. When you wrestle a kid so many times like you had throughout your career, and you guys had met and went with the Tobenheim so many times, is it easier to wrestle him? I mean, third, fourth time, you guys kind of know what each other's doing?
I don't. It's about the same, I guess. Wrestle him that many times, you know what they're going to do, and they know what you're going to do, so.
You came right off the whistle and got the early takedown and the near fall right to his back. Was that the plan right away? Did you know that maybe you're going to be able to attack him right off the whistle?
Well, I thought maybe that's what I'd try to do. I didn't think he'd go to his back, but if that's where he wanted to go, I guess I'd keep him there.
Mason, you also had a third-place medal last year at state, and to get third, you got to wrestle a lot on Saturday coming through those wrestlebacks. What's that like? Once you get beat at state, what's the words that the coaches tell you to get you going to come back on Saturday morning and continue to wrestle hard?
I guess just stay in it and keep wrestling hard. Don't think just because you get beat, you're out of it.
Now, if you win state, will everybody on the team get those hats?
Sure.
we got that down. Mason, thanks. Best of luck. All right, we'll bring in Walter Flint now, the 103-pounder. He finished third yesterday. Welcome in, Walter. Congratulations on going to state.
Thanks.
Now, as a freshman, I guess you go through it for the first time. Nobody knows what to expect. How nervous were you going into districts this weekend?
I was a little bit nervous and just kind of wrestled my first one bad, came back hard.
Did you think coming into as being a freshman you would have a chance to go to state? Did you like the way your chances stacked up going into the weekend?
Yeah, I did, but yeah.
Never know, huh?
Yeah.
Do any of these upperclassmen ever give you words of advice?
Yeah, Mason does a couple times, and Kyle helps out a little bit. Cody's Cody.
Now, you got an okay draw in the first round. You look at a kid that has a less than 500 record. Does that take the nerves away a little bit?
Well, it does, but then it doesn't, because I wrestled him in junior high and lost both times I wrestled him.
Kid from Cambridge, by the way, as we mentioned, in Kalen Farr. So, well, payback in Omaha in front of all the lights. So you're looking forward to this?
Yeah.
Well, Walter, hey, thanks for coming up, making the trip. We'll see you in Omaha. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Let's go on down the list as we move to 119 now, and Michael Dakey comes in, who had plenty of excitement. You just like waiting to the last moment, or what's going on?
I guess so. I guess my body just wants to wear everybody else out and see how much energy I got left.
Now, I thought just going, every time I go to Elm Creek, which is where the districts were yesterday, I thought all the Dakeys were from Elm Creek. How'd you sneak out?
I don't know. My parents decided to move, I guess.
talk about your match yesterday, because as Coach Aaron said, you're behind. You want to go to state, but you don't want to go in the fourth place spot because you know you're going to draw a district champion. Talk about what you did there in the last 20 seconds to send that thing to overtime.
Well, I was down by 5 points, and he's trying to put his legs in, and he's rolling, and I saw his head, and I reached for it, ended up catching him in the headlock, and in overtime.
Something that you guys have worked on in practice quite a bit, or was this just intuition on your part?
normally work on practice because can't really do that to Mason because, yeah, he's too good for that.
Well, your first round match is going to be against a pretty good kid out of Palmer. Have you seen him?
Nope. Never wrestled him, so.
I guess that's one of the exciting things when you cross bracket here. Usually you're not going to see these guys. Once in a while you do, but hey, Michael, thanks for coming up. Nice match yesterday. We always like a little high scoring. Every once in a while there's something more to talk about. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's bring in Will here. Will Rogers, the 130-pounder. All right. I just said you never want to go in as a number four, but for you, you just wanted to get to state. Obviously, everybody wants to get to state. Talk about coming through the heartbreak round and getting that win and knowing that you were going to go to state. What was that like?
Well, I missed state last year during the heartbreak round. So going to state this year was really, that was a big deal for me. I just went out there and didn't hold anything back and just wrestled. And I came out on top.
Talk about your feelings, how you felt going into the heartbreak round this year as compared to last year. Coming into this year, you know what it's all about a little bit more. Did you have a different feeling where you're more confident or the nerves not as bad? What was it like?
Well, yeah, the nerves weren't as bad this year because I had more experience than I had last year, so that helped me out a bit.
Well, it seems like you guys drew all the Howells kids on your side of the quarter bracket. You're going to go in as an underdog. Is that a role that is fine with you?
Oh, yeah. I really don't care. I'm just going to go down and wrestle my best.
Well, congratulations on making it in. Always some nerves out there. And we'll see you in Omaha, where you don't have to pay to get in. Just get a pass.
All right.
Thanks. I think we got everybody. Eddie, come on back in. We'll wrap things up as we're talking with Elwood here at the wrestling rally. Eddie, good group of kids. Appreciate you coming up. And, again, the program seems to be pretty solid. Amherst ran away with the district yesterday. But everybody else obviously thought maybe in the top maybe 2 through 6 that they were going to have a shot. Is that the way you have to approach it right now when you just don't have the full roster as, say, Amherst does?
Right. You don't go in trying to win a district tournament. We just go in and try to be individuals and let them individuals place as they are a team. That's our mindset when we go into these. And we didn't really grab any first-round matches. That's kind of what hurt our point total a lot. To be honest, we probably missed out on 20-some points the first day that we didn't get matches. So, and that could have bumped us up a place or two, but you never worry about that stuff.
Well, it was a good meet, and 6 kids going to Omaha, and we look forward to seeing you down there.
Yeah, right. And I'd like to just say that, you know, you came up on a good thing with, we got a great bunch of kids here. You know, they're fun to work with. I spend two, three hours a day with them, and then all day Saturday, and haven't given me one bit of trouble, so.
Well, those are the best kind. Just if the assistant coaches would be the same way, you'd be in a lot better shape.
10-4.
The Elwood Pirates, Fast Eddie Ahrens and Brent and all the kids, hey, best of luck, guys, and we'll see you in Omaha. We'll be back with more right after this on the Power 99 Wrestling Rally.
Or the Doug and Daddy Show. That was taped earlier this week. And we thank the fine folks from Elwood for making the trip up to our studios and talking a little state wrestling as they continue to build that program down there. They got some kids that are going to score some points, Tony.
Yeah, good for Fast Eddie and Brant. I think they did a good job at Elwood, and they're fun to be around. I know the kids enjoy it, and they learn a lot from them. Well, they're fun to be around. I'm just kidding, Fast.
Hey, we need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We continue as Nebraska men's basketball coach Doc Sadler is scheduled to join us here in just a couple of minutes. So let's take a break. And the head coach of the Nebraska men's basketball team just around the corner. Keep it here.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We thought it might be a good idea to get the boys together to do a little singing. You know, to add a little glitz and glamour to the show.
There's no business like show business like no business I know.
You'll be comforted to know that we've since decided to take her easy in the old glitz and glamour department.
Hi, it's Colin Coward, host of The Herd. We all know time is money, especially in business. You can't afford to waste time going to the post office. I can. I've got a better way. Stamps.com. You'll never have to go to the post office again. You can print real U.S. postage. That's right, real postage, using your own computer and printer. I couldn't believe it either. It's true. Stamps.com. Try it today. Within minutes, you'll be printing all your postage at your desk. Really? Use Stamps.com to send just about anything. Letters, invoices, packages. So convenient, so cost-effective, so easy. I use Stamps.com. Once you use it, you'll never go to the post office again. Want to sign up right now? Stamps.com for a special offer. No risk, plus a $100 bonus offer, including almost $50 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. No risk trial. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic, top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin. That's Stamps.com. And be sure to use my name, Colin.
Got the down? Then you get the deal. And thanks to you, that's just exactly how it's worked for 28 years at Kearney Auto Sales. One year at a time, one day at a time, one deal at a time, and one customer at a time. At Kearney Auto Sales, your small down payment will put you behind the wheel of your next car or truck. At Kearney Auto Sales, we say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Got the down? Then come get your deal at Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30. Buy here, pay here.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Here's a look at this afternoon's forecast, calling for partial clearing at times with isolated snow flurries and snow showers early on. As we'll continue to have that cold front sweeping on by, we'll have blustery northwesterly winds at around 15 to 30 miles an hour and a high temperature fairly steady in the middle 20s for tonight, overnight low near 15 degrees. Currently 27 degrees.
More exciting high school sports action comes your way this week on our family of stations. Girls sub-district basketball finals are on Thursday, and on Power 99 FM, Centura takes on Minden. On the Breeze 94.5 FM, Sutton takes on Kennesaw. On 1230 AM KHAS, St. Cecilia takes on Grand Island Central Catholic. Thursday on 1230 KHAS, regular season action as Adams Central takes on Hastings High, plus complete coverage of the state wrestling tournament all weekend long. It's all right here. Back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation as we continue talk of Nebraska basketball. They're getting ready for Colorado, coming off their first loss in their last four at Missouri, which I don't think overly surprised a lot of people as well as Missouri is playing right now, but Tony, Nebraska has been playing some very good basketball, even out-rebounded Missouri in that basketball game.
Well, they're making believers out of people that didn't see this coming at all. You know, you win three straight, I don't care if it's at home or on the road in the Big 12. I'll be honest with you, Doug. I think the loss of Missouri, people expected that.
Well, and I think a lot of people maybe didn't expect this because there was no big guy on the team, and we're going to bring in the big guy for the Huskers. The head coach, Doc Sadler, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning. Coach, thanks so much for the time.
Well, thanks, and I appreciate you guys having me on your show.
Well, Doc, as you take a look at this, I think a lot of people were down in the dumps when, the first big recruit didn't get eligible, B, no big guy was able to come in, and a lot of people, I think, fans-wise, just was going to say, well, we need to get through this year and look ahead to next year. Obviously, the coaches never think that way. Why has this team been able to persevere so far?
Well, again, I think any time you put a team together, one of the things that you look at is the character of each individual. And even though maybe we don't have some of the biggest guys, the character of this basketball team and the and the individuals is second to none. And you get a bunch of guys playing together and playing hard that, you know, put all the other things to aside, and their main objective is to get better every day and to have the best team possible, there's some things that you can do. I don't think it's just in basketball. I think it's with anything. There's so many individuals and egos and things that keep people from realizing their full potential, and this team doesn't have that.
Coach, I think a lot of people out there realize the tenacity in which you guys have to play, especially against bigger competition. Can you sustain that through the second half of this Big 12 schedule?
Well, I mean, it's, I think that's what separates this league from a lot of the other leagues. There's about four or five BCS schools, and the thing that you get is night in and night out. You don't get a night off. And so it's a 16 game grind. And obviously, during those 16 games, I don't care who you may be. You may be Carolina, you may be Connecticut, you may be Duke, it doesn't matter. You're going to have a night that you don't play well, and who knows why that is. But the fact of the matter is, if you can stay healthy, and that's my concern more than anything else, the size that we are, the beating that you take physically, we've got to stay healthy. And if we can stay healthy for these last six ball games, then I think we'll have a chance to win a few of them.
Nebraska basketball coach Doc Sadler joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, just one thing. We've been talking about basketball on this show, I think at least one segment for the last at least 3 weeks. Nebraska basketball comes up at one point, and everybody's debating, can this team do what it needs to do to have a chance to get to the NCAA tournament? And everybody already has that pictured out. You got to win all your home games and get one, if not two, on the road. Do you have a formula in your mind? Do you try to think more than just, I know coaches one game at a time thing, but what does this team have to do to have a chance to get to the NCAA?
Well, I know this. If you don't win Wednesday night, then your chances are going to be a lot less. You can sit back as a coach or a team or whatever as a fan, and you can look at a schedule and you can say this, say that, whatever it may be, but we'll leave the discussion up for you guys and the listeners, but it is an old saying. But you know what I've learned? A lot of times these old sayings have a lot of meaning. And if you start looking beyond that next basketball game, then you can be in trouble. We don't have the luxury of, say, a Duke by going and getting beat 40 points on the road or whatever, or coming back and getting beat three or four games at this time of the year and still be in a tournament. We just don't have that luxury. What we have is we've got an opportunity, as I've told our team, to play Wednesday night, and if we play as well as we can play, we'll have a chance to be successful. And, then after that, then we'll move on. Win or lose, you'll move on to the next basketball game. Everyone wants to talk about the Missouri game. Yeah. It was a big game, but it was no bigger than the game that's going to be this Wednesday.
Coach, I want to take you back to the game before the win against Texas when you finally got some things to go your way down the stretch. I think the players were emotional, but especially you were emotional after that game. Can you talk about that moment and maybe the feelings you felt?
Well, I think it's like anything else. When you're in a position that I'm in, and so many people tell you, the things that you can't get done here, and you go to work every day, and you work with a bunch of kids that truly just put everything into it to have some success. And I felt like, we've had a few games that we were right there, we just didn't get it finished with, and to know that these guys have continued the commitment and the hard work. And then to get a so-called big win, even though we had had some bigger wins last year, this was a big win. And we were 2-4 at one time, and we were playing our tails off, and we were playing as hard as we could play. But we just weren't having success. But these guys continued the commitment. They believed in each other and finally got something done. And as I've told a lot of people, I'm not ashamed of being emotional. I'm going to put everything I've got out there on my sleeve, and I'm going to do everything I can try to help this program be successful. And, you know, emotions are a big part of it. I mean, there's a lot of days that you don't feel like getting something done, and but you better get it done, because if you don't, then you're not going to get things to go the way you want them to. So it won't be the last time I get emotional, I hope, and hopefully, you know, it'll be for the right reasons.
Last moments here with Nebraska basketball coach Doc Sadler on the Doug and Daddy Show. People sometimes don't realize what's going on behind the scenes, but as we were getting set up for this interview, last week you had Wednesday off, where the bye week is, or the bye game, I guess, as they say. You're on the road half the week recruiting. Saturday, you get a tough loss on the road at Missouri. Saturday night, you're at the Heartland Hoops Classic at Grand Island trying to catch a couple of basketball games. It's nonstop. Tell me a little bit about what the recruiting trail has been looking like for you the last couple of weeks.
Well, you know, that's the life line of your program, and you know, the last thing I wanted to do was to get in the car after getting beat on Saturday and go recruiting, but you've got to do it. And you know, that's part of the hard work, but it's also part of the fun. And because you know you're going, and it may be a situation where that may be the difference of getting this thing turned around. So yeah, a lot of people come, they see the game, they think that's what you do, and, you know, that's a small part of it. But, you know, it's fun. The only thing that you know you regret a lot of time is it just takes so much away from your family. And if you don't have a good wife and kids that understand, then it's not worth it. But I've got a tremendous family, and so I'm just trying to do the best I can for them, and trying to do the best I can for the Nebraska fans and our program, and hopefully we'll all be happy at the end.
Doc Sadler joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doc, I want to get your thoughts, and you mentioned the elite teams in this league and how you get tested night in and night out in this league. Obviously, a player comes to mind like a Blake Griffin, and you got Tyler Hansbrough, and you've got some really good players around the nation. But Blake Griffin and what he's been able to do, you saw Durant, you saw Beasley, but boy, this year, is there anybody better in the nation that you've saw than Blake Griffin?
Well, he's definitely one of the best, and you know, he's going to have a chance to probably be the number one pick. He is a very, very talented person that showed up every night, He would be someone that I would like to watch play if I wasn't coaching against him. So that tells you enough right there that he is that talented. And, you know, the biggest difference between Michael and Kevin and Blake is that Blake hangs around that basket a lot more. And when you're around that basket and you're the size and the athlete that he is, he's just so tough to guard. And not that those other two guys weren't great players, because they were. But sometimes they would wander away from the basket. Blake's going to be right around that basket, and you got to guard him, and therefore it makes everybody else better. We'll continue to try to plug and try to get a Blake Griffin or Kevin Durant or Michael Beasley, and hopefully someday we'll get one.
Well, we know you will, Coach. We appreciate you giving us some time here and all the great work you're doing with the Husker program, and we look forward to starting another long winning streak against Colorado. Thanks for the time.
Appreciate you.
Doc Sadler, head basketball coach of the Nebraska men's basketball team, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's probably back off to recruit before the game.
He's probably in Iowa right now. He's already in Iowa right now.
Well, you can't dispute what's going on there with the work that he does. I mean, I guess you would think about that, but with that game on the road Saturday at Missouri, we're sitting there broadcasting the games from the Heartland Hoops Classic, and all of a sudden, just like any other person walking by, here comes Doc Sadler and one of his assistants, still in the suit, just winging by, smiling, shaking a hand, you know, almost look like a politician, except Doc's a much sharper-looking cat.
You know, I think the work, and I think Doc knows that, I think he knows that he's got some people that are going to help next year when the big men come in, whether they be from overseas or whether they come in the form of a Diaz. They know they're in place. And I think he's starting to see it pay off. And I think maybe he's a little bit more relaxed in the interviews than when you were facing the uphill battle that when he started. But I think things are going in the right direction. I think Nebraska basketball fans are excited. Now, you got to hope that when Nebraska does finally reach that little bit of success and maybe get to the NCAA tournament and perhaps win a game or two, that Doc Sadler is on a plane out the door for some bigger and better thing.
Nebraska has to almost treat Doc like they would treat Coach Pelini or whoever is in the football office, because Nebraska men's basketball, whatever you want to say, it's number two when it comes to opportunities to make revenue and make money. I know the volleyball program is very successful and the baseball program and all that, but actual fans in the seat, if you can put 13, 14,000 and fill the Devaney, that's more than you can put for any of those other venues, and you've got more games and on and on and on, and hopefully. But you gave me that look when he said, you know, we have to prove to the people that don't believe you can win here. I just want to say I believe he is headed in the right direction, but you gave me that look when he said that. He wanted to point it out to him, and I slapped you.
No, I would not have done that. I would not have thrown you under the bus.
But I'm just saying there's a difference between, again, what you think I'm saying, that I don't think Nebraska can qualify, and Doc even touched on it. They're not Duke. They're not Oklahoma. They have not been to the mountain where they can afford a couple extra losses on their resume and get away with it. It's like USC in football or Oklahoma in football right now. They can afford to lose because they're in the top five and they got a chance to get back to number one. Just like any program, you have to get there before you can stay there.
That's fine. All I know is if you'd have said 10 games into this Big 12 schedule, if you'd have told me this in October or November, this team would be 5-5. You could have made a lot of money because there's a lot of people. Five wins in this league, I don't think a lot of people thought they would win three wins in this league total. They've got five with a chance to really improve that, and it starts, like Doc said, Wednesday night, tonight against Colorado.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. More coming up right after this on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. When it comes to fish or cut bait, these guys are bait cutters. Oh, they've dipped a worm or two, but mostly bait cutters. Really.
Tax season is here again. Fortunately, you can turn your 1040 into 1080p from Sony and save $300 with the purchase of a qualifying Sony Bravia HD TV. Now through February the 28th, use Tax Cut software backed by the people of H&R Block and put the refund towards a qualifying Sony Bravia HD TV. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. To learn more about how you can save up to $300 on a qualifying Sony Bravia HD TV, visit sony.com/1040.
Hotels.com gives you a free night for every 10 nights you book. We're basically rewarding business travelers for doing what they already do. It's like giving you a blue ribbon for wearing a tie, a gold medal for shaving, and a lifetime achievement award for putting on pants. So, stay 10 nights in one hotel or one night in 10 different hotels, any combination, and get a free night. Welcome rewards from Hotels.com, the smarter way to book. Join online or call 1-800-2-HOTELS.
Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney. I understand that money is tight for everyone, so we want to help you by lowering our 2009 lawn care prices. We can treat a 6,500 square foot lawn for just under $200, and this includes grub control. That's right, we will treat your lawn four times throughout the season for less than $200. Give us a call today and we will give you a free estimate. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. We're Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the polar bear club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing too. We expose them to desert-like heat, arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake.
If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
Here's a look at this afternoon's forecast, calling for partial clearing at times with isolated snow flurries and snow showers early on. As we'll continue to have that cold front sweeping on by, we'll have blustery northwesterly winds at around 15 to 30 miles an hour and a high temperature fairly steady in the middle 20s for tonight, overnight low near 15 degrees. Currently 27 degrees.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be live at State Wrestling at the Quest Center in Omaha tomorrow. And if you want your kid to get into little kids wrestling and have the proper gear and the proper practice gear, you want the right gear to wrestle in, and you want the proper practice items as well, Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center is the place to be. From headgear and singlets to knee pads and shoes, Misco's can fit anyone from 4 to 14 and beyond. And don't forget the T-shirts and the shorts they'll need for practice and a gym bag to tote everything around in. Misco Sports can outfit the little grappler in your life. And if you're looking ahead towards spring and summer with baseball and softball on the horizon, the boys at Misco's can get you a new ball glove, help you with the exact size and style to fit the needs, whether it's baseball, softball, boys, girls, whatever you need. Misco Sports reminding you that, unbelievably, the winter sports season is winding down, so track and soccer and all the spring sports are getting underway as well. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Go back to the email here, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We talked about who was doing steroids and who wasn't, and Daddy, of course, did some unbuckling to show Derek there were no marks. Mark in Minden says, my thoughts are that Daddy needs to stop dropping his pants on the show, disturbing even on radio.
Thanks, Mark. Hey, I want to throw a reminder out there.
You know what? I don't even remember all the stuff I wanted to talk about on the show today. We were going to give away some Royal Lipizzaner tickets
tomorrow. It's going to have to.
Yeah,
be
I can. I can count on you the next 2 days.
Hello,
to give away Lipizzaner tickets.
Hello. Yeah,
I can't count on you.
You know what you can count on me to do?
You know what I can? What
I want to give the folks out there, if you're interested in all in the Bassmaster Classic, which starts this weekend, you can go to ESPN. They have a fantasy fishing. It's just like the basketball deal, which you signed up for a year ago. And you got
ding, 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 ding.
You got in the Doug and Daddy group. I started a Doug and Daddy group. You have a $100 basically salary cap, and you must stay under that. And you can enter the Doug and Daddy group, and I don't know if anybody will do it, but I thought it'd be kind of fun to have something to watch over the weekend.
Do they need a group name? Do they need a password?
The group name is Doug and Daddy. The group password is Doug and Daddy Show, I believe.
You
that
believe?
Simple.
They need to know
Doug
that.
And Daddy Show.
All right. As long as they know. All right. Lipizzaner tickets. Sorry, we're going to do that tomorrow, and we've got some pairs that will be given away here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also, hey, the Waffle Man, a benefit for Kearney Catholic High School band trip going to be coming up this Saturday from 4 to 7, Prince of Peace Catholic Church, 1210 East 11th Street. The Waffle Man, making any kind of waffle you want, going on this Saturday from 4 to 7, Prince of Peace, to help the Kearney Catholic on their next band.
Derek hit it. We're way over. Let's go.
Wow. I know there was something else I wanted to mention, too. I don't remember what it is. Don't remember. It's wrestling.
The coach.
Oh, yeah. That's very important. Well, yeah. Okay, pop that down. We're going over because I don't want this as a throwaway. This is not a throwaway because this is very important. How far over are we?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, yeah. We're way over. But this is important breaking news. And somehow we've just been swamped and I put it under the wrong paper. But the head wrestling coach at Hastings High School, Rod Tickle, will be stepping down after this weekend's state tournament. Tickle has been the head coach for 10 years at Hastings. He was inducted into the Nebraska State Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame 2 summers ago. He started his wrestling career at Ogallala, where he wrestled. Graduate of Kearney State in 1988, was an All-American. He was the head coach at Bennington from 88 through 98. Class C Coach of the Year in 1990. He's coached 11 state champions. So best of luck. We're going to have Coach Tickle on the program coming up on Monday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So we wish the best of luck to Rod in this final weekend. And sounds like Brian Laux is going to take over as the head coach at Hastings, and we'll talk more about that. And, of course, his son Joe is going to be wrestling at the state tournament this weekend. So congratulations and best of luck to our buddy Rod Tickle, head wrestling coach at Hastings High, who's going to be stepping down after this weekend.
Doug, we want to thank Eddie Ahrens, Bran Ahrens, and the entire wrestling crew from Elwood Pirates who headed to state tournament for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today, along with Doc Sadler, head coach of the University of Nebraska men's basketball teams. They're set to square off at home versus Colorado tonight.
You can hear the game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. It will be televised on ESPNU. Tip-off is at 8:05 tonight. The Nebraska women are at 21st-ranked Iowa State on Fox Sports Midwest at 7. The Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams are on the road tonight as they play at Doan. Those games are on 12:30 KHAS. We'll see you from State Wrestling tomorrow.
On the Doug and Daddy Show. Bye now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!